everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our day one coverage of the 2018 Celero FinTech Conference here in beautiful Whistler, British Columbia. My, what a beautiful place this is. I've never been up here before, and it was well worth the trip. And we're going to show some pictures here of just some shots that I took yesterday. And the pictures don't do this place justice. You have to see it in person. Just absolutely gorgeous up here in Whistler, British Columbia. But anyway, something equally as amazing here at the Celero FinTech Conference, just the talk that's going on about digitization. And I think the theme of the conference here is navigating digital frontiers. And that's pretty much what a lot of us are going through these days, getting our credit unions primed and ready for a digital age. And a lot of us are well on our way there, and others are still sitting on the fence in the planning stages and getting ready to take off with that. So this conference is loaded with fantastic information, helpful information to educate credit unions on how to get started, or even the ones that are already in the midst of their plans and execution and getting to that goal in digitizing their shops for today's very savvy and, dare I say, spoiled consumers that are looking for everything to do in a frictionless environment. But anyway, hey, let's get to the show. What started it all? Celero CEO Bob Reska started it off, kicked it off in fine fashion, talking about four items that are top of mind for pretty much all of us in the financial service industry, and those are open banking, API integration, digital innovation, and payments modernization. Again, four things that are top of mind for pretty much all of us, and he outlined them extremely well. So hoping lots of folks got a lot out of his talk. I'm sure they did. And let's see here. And then also Dave Kelly, the show's MCE, took over, and did a fabulous job. Very entertaining, very informative, and took the show along quite nicely. That was also followed by the opening keynote, Peter Mansbridge, who talked about the truth is all that matters. And that was a fabulous talk as well. And then we got into the workshops and breakouts. There was a Microsoft Office 365 workshop, along with a DNA tips and tricks workshop. And then the breakout session started. Some of the topics that were covered were integration, expanding financial inclusion using technology, ideal digital experience, let's see here, co-badged debit cards, blockchain, which is a top of mind for all of us these days, managed IT services, leveraging digital disruption. Haven't heard this take before, so that was very interesting. And then there was also a really interesting panel, a credit union leadership panel, discussing the latest fintech trends and issues out there. Just a fabulous day, full day. There's some other turning my cards vertical now, protecting yourself from the digital criminal. Those are some of the late afternoon sessions that I sat in on. Protecting yourself from the digital criminal, very timely topic there. And then Celero announced a new integration platform, so got to check that out as well. Amongst all this stuff, we did a few interviews ourselves. Actually, we conducted three interviews today. First one was Declan McDonald from Pricerazzi, an incredible app. You got to check it out, pricerazzi.com. Go check it out and then download the app, put it on your phone. Really cool stuff here. They actually won Best of Show at AXFI earlier this year, so check that out. Declan's a great guy and with an equally great app. Then we talked with J.R. Pierman, president of ASAP, talking about digital member acquisition, something, again, that is top of mind for all of us. And then we kind of had the Central One show here today. A lot of folks from Central One interviewed today. Our first ones were Kelly Latzel and Steve Faust talking about payments modernization. That's a topic that changes like by the minute. And then we had New Gen Software Samir Kundu talking about how banking will evolve with technology by 2020. Believe it or not, that's just basically a year away. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen there. And I promised him that I would interview him again in 2020 to see if all that he said came true. So we're going to hold him to that. Let's see, another Central One representative, Randy Johal, talked about small business and fintech. What's happening here? How do they work hand in hand together? Very important in this day and age. Then we had Doxum's Paul Abdul coming in here and talking about change management, how to get the most out of your software investment. Very important topic as well. Let's see, we also talked with Zafin's Minaz Sanderji, talking about the future of retail banking, customized offerings, and self-service product selection, something that's very very timely because of all the self-service things that are happening today in retail stores, and now it's happening in a branch near you. So a very interesting topic with Minaz, talking about Minaz. And then we had Solero's very own Barb McLean come by talking about Solero's new integration platform, which is launching soon. She wouldn't give me a date when it was going to launch, but it's launching soon. So we look forward to that and a great conversation with her as well. And then we had James Ireland from Central One come over and talk about the risk landscape, a very interesting topic there as well. And then we had Solero's Len Hendricks talk about how to be secure and agile. Ooh, very timely and topical as well. We're all looking for convenience. We're all looking to be agile. We're all looking to check our finances on the go, but we have to be secure about it as well. So that's the double-edged sword here. We got to have the security with the convenience. So that's what Len talked about there. And then we had Enrique Gondino from Central One, again, talking about the user experience platform. Great conversation because everyone's talking about having a great user experience these days. And then we had Alexander Chan from Central One as well talking about Amazon Alexa banking, something that's just all the rage with a lot of financial institutions today, getting that voice banking down pat so we can make it just that much easier for everybody, right? And then we wrapped it up with FinTech Growth Syndicates, or FGS. CEO Sue Britton came into the studio lounge talking about how to build a stronger, more collaborative ecosystem. Fabulous conversation with Sue. A great way to round out our coverage on day one of Solero's FinTech conference. Been a long day. But we hope you guys tune in, watch our interviews, as well as watching the daily updates and even the Twitter feed or the app feed, all that good stuff. So it was just a blast being here today in this wonderful place called Whistler, British Columbia, and learning more and more about the latest and greatest in FinTech trends, issues, events. We got it all here at the Solero FinTech Conference, and stay tuned for coverage of day number two.